Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of their music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy their wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Hello, everybody. Good night. It seems like we have some technical difficulties and some kind of a time warp here. Here with Mark Williams. Are you on the line, Mark?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so we have some kind of a glitch, which I'm not sure what it is, but we'll just go with it, if that's the technical stuff that we have. So let me just introduce Mark Williams. Is an amazing speaker, and I welcome you, Mark, to Tippy Talk. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we're going to...
Thank you for having me.
It's totally my pleasure. We're going to introduce the Talkmasters on the show, and Mark is the perfect person to do it, and you will find out why once you hear Mark speaking. So we're very lucky to have Mark with us today. And since we have a little bit of a glitch here with the technical stuff, we're going to actually jump right into what we're here to do. And Mark, we are going to listen to you give us a speech that you have given before. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit of who you are and why you did that speech? What brought about for you to give this amazing speech that you're going to talk to us about?
Thank you, first of all, for having me here. What speech am I giving tonight? It's a speech called I've Got the World on a String. And I've been a Toastmaster for 7 years. I've been a motivational speaker and professional speaker for the last couple of years as well. And I'm always motivated by what a guidance counselor once asked me when she wanted somebody to speak to a group of kids, which was, if you've made it, what helped you to get to where you are right now? And I have a storied past. And once I was able to start sharing chapters of my story, I started to realize that I didn't have things to be ashamed of. I had things that could increase the value for other people. So tonight's speech is really about the trials and tribulations I had with being worried about what other people think and how I've kind of taken the pains of my past and turned them into fuel for inspiration moving forward. And I hope that everybody tonight will be able to take my message and use it to empower themselves as they try to do the many different things that they're trying to accomplish in their own lives.
And that's what's so beautiful about what you do. You actually have gone through a lot of things, but you use everything that you've been through to motivate people to be able to overcome whatever challenges they have to reach their goals. And I think that's one of the amazing things, because when you go through challenges, you have two choices. Either roll over and die, go to a mental institute, or overcome it and then be able to share that gift that you get from overcoming it.
Mm-hmm. Pain is power. So, pain is power, and pain is fuel.
Exactly. So that's the name of the speech. It's I Got the World on a String, which,
yes.
I love that title. I Got the World
Thank
on a
you.
String.
It was not the original title.
Oh, it wasn't? What was the original title?
The original title, I went through a million and one titles, and I will say this. I delivered this speech recently in Florida, and there was a jazz musician in the audience. And when she heard the speech, she came up to me afterwards, and she said, no. The title of your speech should be, I've Got the World on a String. She said it sounded musical. So I'm going to take your feedback from how you like the title and say that the jazz musician clearly has an ear for how to create titles for speeches.
Oh, definitely. It says a lot, but then it makes you want to hear what are you talking about? What string and what have you got? And
okay.
Yes, so what we're going to do is we're going to let you do your speech. I got the world on a string, and then we will talk about it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome.
All right, let's go.
Go for it.
Okay.
Mark Williams,
all right.
I got the world on a string.
What is something you really wanted to do? And who's the other person that's standing in your way of doing it? Well, fellow Talk Masters, Tippy, and anybody else who's listening, when I was 5 years old, something I really wanted to do was escape my own reality. And I wonder how many people have ever wanted to escape their own reality. And I know that some people do that in a very positive way. Some people do it in a negative way. Me, when I was a five-year-old kid, I used to do it in a very strange way. See, when I was five, I used to sit on the floor in the living room, wrap a shoestring around my finger, and twirl it around the floor. And I enjoyed playing with my string until one day my stepfather said to my mother, "You need to stop him from doing that." So my mother asked why, and he said, "Because he looks retarded." And he actually used that word, and that word cut me so deep that I remember it to this day. So I ask you, have you ever been judged for something you really wanted to do or for something you really wanted to be? And if so, if that has ever hurt you, do you know how to stop what someone else is thinking from getting in the way of what you really want to do and what you really want to be? I know that my mother said something to protect me from what my stepfather thought, but all I could feel was that word. So I picked up my string, dropped it in the trash can, and then I sat on my bed with tears falling down my face because I didn't want anybody to ever judge me ever again. And I vowed to never play with those strings ever again. I didn't want anybody to think I was stupid or that word that he used. And then that's when my mother walked into the room and she asked me, "Marky, do you want to tell me what you see when you're playing with your strings?" My head, because I was ashamed to admit that wrapped around my finger was everything that I imagined I could be. I imagined that I was the world's greatest athlete. I imagined that I was the world's most entertaining performer. I imagined that I was the world's bravest superhero and crime fighter. I imagined that I was rich, I was famous, that I could save the world. Wrapped around my finger on a string was my great escape from a harsh reality of being that poor kid from that violent neighborhood, the stepson of an unemployed alcoholic ex-con stepfather who was just frustrated from his own reality. The only son of a mother on welfare who never went to school past the third grade, who was just suffering from her own reality. And our reality was so poor and misfortunate that I remember standing in a grocery store, staring at a pack of 50-cent cookies that I wanted so badly, but I never asked my mother to buy them for me because I knew we couldn't afford them. So what did I do that night? I sat on the floor with a shoestring wrapped around my finger, and I twirled it around. And after I imagined saving the world, I imagined having this large feast. And what did I imagine having for dessert? A pack of 50-cent cookies. See, I was just a kid who wanted to dream about something unreal until I could one day figure out how to change my reality. But I couldn't tell my mother that because it just all seemed so stupid in that word. And unfortunately for me, at the age of 5 and for many years later, I thought that what my stepfather thought and what anybody else thought about me was truer than what I thought about myself. And as a result, I took all those things that I really wanted to do and all those things that I really wanted to be, and I locked them up in the back of my head, afraid to let them out, always seek someone else's approval. And maybe you can all relate. I mean, after all, how often do you also think about other people's approval? You know, studies show that we spend 40% of our time on self-disclosure. In other words, putting ourselves out there because our brains are wired to seek other people's approval. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of approval. I mean, after all, who doesn't like a pat on the back or a good job, Mark, or a good job, Tippy? But as the great philosopher Richard Icke once said, sometimes the greatest prison we live in is the fear of what other people think. Probably why my mother tried to teach me that some people will never be as happy or successful as they want to be because they give way too much power to what other people think. And so she said to me, Marky, never let what anybody else thinks get in the way of what you think will make you happy. See, your potential to be happy and successful will be unlimited when you can put a limit on what other people think. So, yes, if you want to quit one job because you think you can be successful in another career, even if someone else disagrees, never let what anybody else thinks get in the way of what you think will make you happy. And if you want to pack your bags because you think you can live a successful life in another city, even if someone else disagrees, never let what anybody else thinks get in the way of what you think will make you happy. See, your potential to be happy and successful will be unlimited when you can put a limit on what other people think. If anybody has ever heard of Starbucks, well, the former CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, almost never sold a cup of cappuccino because someone told him that the idea was stupid. But why are there over 27,000 successful Starbucks around the world today? Because he never let what anybody else thought get in the way of what he thought would make him happy. Your potential to be happy and successful will be unlimited when you can put a limit on what other people think. But now, how do you put a limit on other people's opinions of you? Well, first, you figure out all those positive things that you already think about yourself. Two, you say those positive things to yourself several times a day because studies show that people who accomplish the most consistently say positive things about themselves. And then three, you surround yourself by people who believe the same positive things about you as you believe about yourself too. Just like my mother believed positively about me. And that's why I stayed on the ground with a string wrapped around my finger and twirled it around until I found something else to do that I thought would make me happy. And if you can do the same thing, if you could put a limit on what other people think so that nobody else but you can pull on your strings because you have the world around your strength, then there will ever, never be a limit to how free you can feel to do anything you really want to do. Thank you, Talk Masters. Thank you, Tippy.
Wow, Mark, that was so powerful, and you touched on so many really, really powerful things, but I only want to ask you about a few of those.
Okay,
The fear of what other people think, I'm definitely going to touch on that, but before that, when you're in a reality that is really limiting and painful and hurtful, how do you even begin to go into a state of mind where you might, to escape that reality into a place where it's better, it's more powerful, that you have control? What gives you the idea or the strength and the ability to jump, to make that jump out of there in a positive way.
So how do I make that jump out of a harsh reality into a positive, hopeful reality?
Right. So for you, it was, you had a physical object. It's a true story, right? This is really what happened.
Yes, absolutely.
So you kind of bring yourself into kind of like a hypnosis type of thing where you play with a string and you go into an alternate reality that doesn't exist in your physical reality.
Mm-hmm.
Was it something that triggered that, or was it something that you naturally said, okay, I don't want to be here, so this is where I might feel better? Do you remember something that triggered that?
You know, I think what triggered it ultimately were two things, but the most immediate triggered it is what everybody already has. And it's imagination, right? And the magic of imagination is that we really use it to think about a fantasy, right? Or something different, or something better, or something that makes us happy, or something that makes us wealthier, something that changes, not really escapes, but changes our reality. And that's the magic of imagination. At the end of the day, little Mark sitting on the floor playing with a string is no different than another kid picking up a toy car or a doll. Every kid who picks up something is going into an alternate universe called imagination, right? And sometimes as adults, we don't do that as much, or at least we don't do it and manifest it through some kind of a toy, but it's still something that we always have. I think my particular play that I had in my head also came from what my reality was and how badly I wanted to change it. So I think it's a combination of just kind of having a strong visual imagination and also kind of being fed up with what you're currently going through so that you can kind of push yourself to see something different for yourself.
Yeah, and I think also your mother was probably a very powerful force in telling you it's okay to do that. So she didn't squash your desire to go into your imagination, which I think would hurt a lot.
So I'm going to add to that. Yeah, I'm going to add to that. You know, my mother has been phenomenal, and I've been very fortunate to be raised by a lot of phenomenal people. And I think that is key that you picked up on it, right? Because my mother, God rest her soul, just saw the beauty in everything and had a very positive outlook on a lot of things and didn't seem to let a lot of things bother her. And so therefore, I felt that she protected me in a sense by making sure that I kind of had that mentality to, as much as I could, not let things bother me. And yeah, I think it's always key to have somebody positive in your life. There'll be a lot of people who will knock you. So we have to always be very much aware of who the positive influences are and who our cheerleaders are as well and who our fans are, and keep them around as well.
Right, and that's where you touch on the fear of what other people say. So I think what your presentation was really, really powerful because you had a personal story, you have a very strong message, and you have a little bit also of a solution of pointing out this is what makes you set back, is that you're afraid of what other people think. And what other people think is really such a huge, huge thing to hold people back from doing things. And you also gave an example of one person that would not have gotten anywhere if he would have listened to what other people think. Because other people mostly don't want to encourage you when they don't see your potential. And so what? Who are they? You know, what they think is really none of our business. But that's like a really, really powerful point that you touched on.
Thank you.
I could talk to you about this for 3 hours. But it's really important. But the problem is that there's something wrong here. We have a technical problem, so we don't have that much time left. But I also wanted to mention something else that you said that I thought was really, really big, because I personally also remember that. And that's the 50-cent cookies that you wanted and your mother said she couldn't afford it. And I remember, I think I might have been 3 years old or maybe even younger, and I walked into a store, and my mother also was in complete poverty. Everything I ever asked for was we don't have money, I don't have money. And so we walked into a store, and I saw a bazooka gum, and I just wanted it so badly, and I cried and I screamed, and the answer was, I don't have money. And I think it was the last time I ever asked for anything. But I worked and I saved 10 cents. At that point, I don't know if it was 10 or 20 cents, but I was able to buy 10 bazookas. It was like a few months later. And I took those 10 bazookas and I stuffed them all in my mouth at the same time. And I came out with one of my teeth.
Oh, did you? It cost you.
It cost me a bit. So that's why your 50 cent cookies reminded me of, because that was the last time you ever asked your mother for money. You knew that the answer was going to be no, so what's the point of asking? So I think that's when everything is put in your hands, and you say, okay, then I have to make that happen myself, because from this source, we're not going to see anything.
Right. You learn very early that sometimes you have to be the one to create your own reality. As much as it would be easy if somebody else were to create it for you or buy the cookies or the bazooka gum for you, you kind of have to realize you're going to have to push yourself.
Yeah, and if you can realize that, and if you unfortunately have to realize that or have to accept the reality at such a young age, I think it made you stronger. And it made you more powerful. Obviously, just from the little talk that you gave, it already shows how much power you have generated from your life experience.
Well, I would add this to help anybody else. I think that there's the power of not only imagination, but the power of not forgetting. And I'm always fascinated by the memories that we keep, especially from childhood. And if we could really spend some time, all of us, reflecting on why those memories stick with us, but using them as fuel. A lot of times we use them as very painful memories, but using them as fuel. I don't want to be the one who don't want to even become the parent who has to tell my kid that I can't buy your 50-cent pack of cookies. And find, once again, the power and the fuel in that. So it's very important to remember those things and to give power to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Very powerful and very inspirational. I think I have more questions, but we are going to get disconnected, and I don't want that to happen. But I just want to tell people where they can go to your website if they want to hear more about you. I saw that you have a lot of talks that you've done, and you have a book, actually, that you even wrote, Beyond Limitations, which I think should be very powerful, too. What's your website?
Thank you. So my website is www. I don't even know if anybody says that anymore. Mark Williams. www.markwilliamspeaks.com. Right? And yes, there's a lot of information out there about myself, about my book, and about various ways that I'm looking to help people.
Right. So Mark is spelled with a C, not with a K.
Yes.
You guys don't know.
Yes.
The correct spelling.
Yes.
M-A-R-C, right? And then
M-A-R-C,
Williams,
yes.
And then Williams Speaks, that tongue twister, is also part of your website. So it's Mark Williams Speaks, S-S, okay? So it's not Williams, Williams Peaks, it's Williams Speaks.
Thank you for making that distinction. It's almost like three words, Mark with a C, and then Williams, and then Speaks.
With an S.
.com. With
and
an S, yes.
Speaks.com. And then you can take a look at the book called Beyond Limitations, which if you enjoyed what Mark just talked about, which was a very, very short version of your potentially what you can talk about, then you're going to love this book. You're also going to love a few videos that you're going to see on that website. And basically, Mark, you really inspire people to push themselves beyond their limitations. That's your strength. That's my mission. Thank you. And that is really, really beautiful. Really, really
thank you. Thank you,
Mark,
for recognizing
did a great
that.
Great job. I love it. And we thank you. I thank you. And keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever stop.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me that fuel. The mission is important to me. So I can't stop. I won't stop. I will not stop.
You don't want to stop. That's it.
You know what? And that's the key. I don't want to stop because I feel very passionate about empowering other people.
And that is what makes your heart sing. When you do that, when you do what you feel passionate about, your heart becomes so full and so filled with love and butterflies and all those little wonderful things that stopping would actually feel like death, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, while I was just giving that speech, if there was a camera in the room, you would just see. I'm bouncing off the walls. But it's really just the energy. If you could be a fly on the wall. But it's right. I'm fueled. Yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely see it because I did see you deliver it live, and it's very powerful when you do it live. It's very powerful to watch you when you talk about it as well. And I hope that people got at least 90% of what your message is without seeing you. But like I said, if they want to see you, there's that mark with a C that you can go to and check it out. Check out.
Yes, and I hope to see a lot of people. I hope to see a lot of people, yes. It'd be great. Thank you for the forum. I really appreciate the opportunity to share the message and also to contribute to your mission as well.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. And to everybody that's listening, yes, Mark, last words?
As I always like to say to everybody, have a safe, pleasant, and positive day.
Thank you so much. And we've come to the end
You're
of
welcome.
Our time together here. And we have really enjoyed Mark Williams. We're really looking forward to seeing you again soon. It's been a great pleasure speaking to you. And don't forget, we want your story. We're here to listen to your story and share your gift. It can be any story. It doesn't have to be inspirational because your story does matter. You've been listening to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein. We bid you a magical journey and let your talent be your potion.
I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. Mark is a very inspirational, very lovable person because you can feel his passion. And now I have some music for you from the subway station. We have a lot of talent roaming around in the tunnels of New York and on the subways and the stations and on the carts themselves. And here is something I picked up on 34th Street on the subway station. So enjoy it, and we will see you again very soon.